The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
And do you know in Matthew 25, he says when God calls the nations together and he's going to put the goats on the left hand, the sheep on the right, and then he describes the sheep, Betty. He says, and here's who they are. I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was hurt and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. And the disciples said, when did we ever do that? And Jesus answered, Betty, when you did it to the least of these. I want us all to give Jesus water. And the way we do it is we give it to the least of these.
Next on Life Today.
Well, I just got to be real honest with you. Betty and I are thrilled to be able to visit with you, but both of us came up with a heavy heart today. I'm James Robinson, and Betty, my wife of soon to be 63 years. You're so beautiful. I love you so much. I love you, too. I wish I could see you. You say you probably wouldn't like me if you saw me. Yes, I would. I'd love you if I saw you. I would love you if you're like me with the shepherd here, with the sheep walking in his shadow, but there's one up here. That's me. He's had to carry me. Much of my journey, I think this is an amazing bronze. It just inspired of God. Thank you for the great art piece. But I want you to know that when I was a young boy and not having a father, not having a stable home, I was on a visit with the pastor and his wife had kept me when I was little. And somehow they talked about Jesus on the cross, saying, I'm thirsty. And I listened as they said they gave him vinegar and gall. They hurt him when he made his only personal request, I'm thirsty. And I sat there as a very young boy, early teens, and I said, I want to give Jesus a drink of water. Well, let me just tell you, because of people like you who are watching us, we've given millions of people a fresh, clean drink of water, the only water they ever had. You know, we put way over 9,000 water wells in villages. We've given water to millions and millions of people. When I say we, it's us together. And I just want to thank you so much. And today we're asking you to help us drill 350 more water wells. We found those areas. My mind just jumped and said, I wish it could be thousands of water wells. Well, it has been over the years, and 350 right now, and financial loads have been very heavy for many people, including us. And I'm saying, God, we need a miracle. Well, everybody would say what I said I want to say is a young boy, I want to give Jesus water. And do you know in Matthew 25, he says when God calls the nations together to separate the sheep from the goats, there's going to be that great dividing. And he's going to put the goats on the left hand, the sheep on the right. And then he describes the sheep. And Betty, he says, and here's who they are. I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was hurt and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. And the disciples said, when did we ever do that? And Jesus answered, Betty, when you did it to the least of these, when you did it to the most overlooked, forgotten people on the planet, you did it to me. I want us all to give Jesus water. And the way we do it is we give it to the least of these. Betty, I'm praying for a miracle, the greatest outpouring of support we've ever seen. For we could know the 350 that we're drilling now to touch those thousands of people, and give them their only fresh, clean water they've ever had, it could be multiplied many times. I want you to just look at this overview of the desperate need for the water, and we can provide it. Watch.
...100 hours. On average, that's how long the human body can survive without water. In the face of death by dehydration, water like this is the only choice for many. Recently, while in East Africa, we spoke with Fatina, a mother personally impacted by this crisis. Unclean water is a common hardship throughout the world. And when something is common, it's easy to get used to. But should losing a child ever be something we get used to? Contaminated water has already taken Fatina's son. In Cambodia, Samnang lost his daughter to a waterborne illness. Miriam Vanegas from Central America stands by the grave of her 5-month-old baby boy, who died from drinking contaminated water. It came from this river, the only source Miriam has available to her. His death still haunts Miriam to this day, knowing clean water could have prevented it. For years, you've helped Life Outreach provide clean water in thousands of areas across the globe. Right now, mothers like Fatina also need clean water in their villages before tragedy strikes again.
Oh boy, I'm telling you, I've just got such a burden that every one of you watching would say, I'm going to provide water for those families, answered prayer for those mothers, for grandparents. Please, just say, God, what can I do? And do the best you can. I mean, just think about it. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life, Betty.
Yeah.
A gift of $144 will give 30 people water for life. Think about a water well in an area giving 1,000 people water, fresh water they've never had. And we've been doing that now to where we're up way over 9,000 wells together with you, and we ask you to join us to drill another 350. Could you make a gift to give the people that I just referenced, the $48, 10 people, $144, 30 people the rest of their life? I want you to watch this incredible piece, Betty, and I know your heart is heavy with mine that we become an answer to those mothers' prayers. But what do you feel right now as we're about to look at this very powerful review of what we have seen and dealt with in Africa and all over the world?
Well, you know, James, my heart, as a parent and a grandmother and great-grandmother, is I watched that father. He was weeping. I watched that mother saying, I don't want to lose the rest of my children, knowing that the next drink of water they offer that child could kill them. I just can't imagine the heartache they must feel knowing that the next drink they give their child may be death to them. Please watch closely as we try to communicate the love of Jesus and what he would have us to do to reach out and save the lives of these precious little ones.
And even as you watch these images, knowing that love flowing through us is the only hope, you just ask God, God, show me what I can do. Watch closely and prayerfully.
When water like this is your only choice, you drink it. Otherwise, in 3 to 5 days without water, you can die due to dehydration. Delfina, now 58 years of age, has fought this battle her whole life, needing to give her children water to live, but having no other choice but to collect it from unsafe sources like this. The result, most of her children died from fever, vomiting, and diarrhea brought on by waterborne diseases. Now, as a grandmother, her life of sorrow continues with the recent death of her granddaughter.
I asked her how it feels when she thinks of the children that she's lost, and she just weeps as she remembers and then shares the pain and the struggle of seeing her children go through that, of losing her children. The pain and the struggle that she's experienced as a mother, not being able to give her children clean water. Water that doesn't kill you. And yet when asked what she would say to those who could make it possible, and her response was that she would plead with us to be able to do that, but she said, not just for me, not just for my children, for all the mothers here, for all the children, for our whole community, because they're all suffering the same. Like me, you can't imagine losing just one of your children, let alone multiple children. You can't imagine the heartbreak and the anguish of experiencing that. Well, I'm asking you from that heart to join hearts with us and partner with us to make sure that we can bring fresh, clean, life-giving water. Not the water of death, but the water of life to this mother, to her children and grandchildren, to the other mothers in this community that she literally speaks on their behalf to the other precious children, the ones who are still here, but are still suffering.
Well, I could hold every one of them in my arms if I could. And boy, we've held thousands of them. You know, for more than 30 years now, we've been drilling wells, and it's just an amazing thing that God has done. And I'm asking for the greatest outpouring we've ever witnessed today. If there's any way you could help drill a well, many of our viewers tell us the greatest joy they have is drilling an entire well, $4,800. But others also say that, you know, when we give $1,200 or $2,400, we've given a fourth or a half, and we pray others will join us. And that's the way we get the wells. And we're asking you right now, just ask God, what do you want me to do? He's going to show you how to do it. And then I'm asking you, please, I mean, even now, you get your bank card or you get your checkbook and you be prepared to go online or call the number and use that card or write a check, but call and let us know it's going in the mail, because you got to know you're going to be able to drill those 350 wells, and maybe this will help do even more. Please, let God direct you as you give. We have some beautiful gifts to send you, the joy of reading God's Word. And then this, to me, is going to prove to be the most enjoyable book we've ever given away, The Life of Compassion. This shows all the years and all the places all over the world where we've gone in and drilled wells. And it just shows those images from all these years. And you make it happen. We're asking you to give the greatest outpouring of love that we've ever witnessed, to give people water for life and share with them the water of life. Please do it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, fresh drinking water, free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Discovering the Joy of Reading God's Word. Whether you've read the Bible for years or are just beginning, this book invites you to experience Scripture in a fresh, more intimate way. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a Life of Compassion coffee table book, capturing Life Outreach's heart for the world. Each page pairs timeless Bible verses with vivid mission field photography, making God's Word visible in action. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And request Life's beautiful 2026 bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online. Each day, women in this region of South Asia walk for miles, spending hours to provide water for their families. Amariti, a single mom, travels in this boat to collect water from the middle of the lake. She says the water here is cleaner and does not smell as bad as the water close to the shore. But the reality is, the distance is no guarantee the water is safe. This is Varju, a grandmother several times over. She will make 4 to 5 trips each day, walking these steep rocky hills for more than 2 miles to collect her water from this open pit. The daily trip not only takes a toll on her physically, but the water makes her and her grandchildren sick. For Jeanku to meet her family's needs for just one day, she must go morning, noon, and evening to this stream to collect her water. She pours it through this cloth in an effort to strain out the impurities. But even with her best efforts, this water often turns deadly. Thousands of women like Amariti, Varju, and Jeanku have spent their entire lives striving to collect the cleanest water they can. The reality is, they are bringing diseased water to their families because they have no other choice. But the good news is, we can give them a choice by drilling water wells in their villages. Once the fresh, clean water is capped with a hand pump, people can be freed from the hardships of spending hours collecting water. And more importantly, waterborne illnesses and disease will be a thing of the past.
Oh boy, I want that so badly for people. You know, this past Christmas was 13 Christmases, 13 years ago, we said goodbye to our daughter, our little miracle baby girl that we had when we weren't supposed to be able to have any more. And Robin was the greatest picture of Jesus and his love for 40 years. She led and inspired people. And we had to say goodbye. She didn't die for lack of water. She died of cancer that finally ate into her intestines. I know many of you prayed for us, and Betty, there's not a person watching that if they had known a perfect cure, they would have driven all the way across the country. They would have done whatever it took to bring us that cure for our daughter. I know you would have. Well, would you please offer the perfect cure? Betty, that's what we want, the perfect cure for all these precious children the mothers care so much about and the families. Please, we want this to be the greatest miracle outpouring of support we've ever witnessed. We have 350 areas we've selected to drill wells. Would you make the best gift you can? Would you give a $4,800 gift and drill a well, or $1,200 or $2,400 and put 25% or 50% of a well out and pray for it to be matched? We're asking all of you to make the best gift you can. I want you to pray about the $1,200 gift. And Betty, I want everybody to receive my favorite bronze. This is the shepherd with two little sheep walking in his shadow. The first time I saw this, I was so moved by it. But this is what got me. Because when I saw this little lamb up here, Betty, this little lamb couldn't walk in his shadow. This little lamb had to be carried. And Betty, I started weeping. because you knew the challenges that I'd had in my life without a father, without a home. Jesus had to carry me, and he has, hasn't he?
He sure has. He's had to carry all of us a lot, and he continues to. He says, I'm right here. I'll never leave you or forsake you. And these mothers that have just walked, they would walk to the ends of the earth to help their child. But they have nowhere else to go, no other water supply. And we have been there. We've seen the sadness of it, but also we've seen the joy of it. We've been there as the water well was drilled and the water came forth. We jumped back, you remember, in excitement because we knew what that water well was going to do. It's going to save so, so many lives. Please join with us. Let's do it together. Let help us, please, to drill these water wells.
And I really do pray that you will give the best gift you can and let us send you this beautiful bronze, because you will know this shepherd has carried many, you know, and wants to carry many, you know, and has likely carried you. I pray that everyone watching will say, I'm going to join Jesus carrying those who can't carry themselves. And please make a $1,200 gift or more to get that beautiful bronze that has such a powerful, powerful story to share. You know, when people look at the bronze in your home, you're going to be able to tell them what the love gift for water did, but also what Jesus, the shepherd, will do for all of us. Not only to give us peace walking in his shadow, but when we're too weak to stand, the shepherd will carry us on his shoulders. Father, I pray for everybody watching to know how great you are. And I pray for the greatest outpouring of support we've ever witnessed. Thank you, God. Thank you for being an answer to a desperate mother's prayer. We have some beautiful gifts to send you, and you're going to love the life of compassion because it's going to take you in pictures over more than 30 years with me and Betty and missionaries putting God's arms around those
Amen.
You cared for and gave them hope, and you're going to love it. We love you. We thank you. And I'm believing for the greatest outpouring of support we have ever witnessed. Thank you
so
for
much.
Being a part of it. Get your bank card. Get your checkbook. Make the gift God's put on your heart. If you're mailing it, please let us know what you're putting in the mail. We want the missionaries and the villages in need to hear from us. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, fresh drinking water, free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Discovering the Joy of Reading God's Word. Whether you've read the Bible for years or are just beginning, this book invites you to experience Scripture in a fresh, more intimate way. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a Life of Compassion coffee table book, capturing Life Outreach's heart for the world. Each page pairs timeless Bible verses with vivid mission field photography, making God's Word visible in action. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request Life's beautiful 2026 bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Fresh, life-giving water coming out of this well. The cycle of death has been broken by giving fresh, clean water, the water of life. And that has been made possible by many of you who've opened your hearts and generously given to Mission Water for Life, which literally is doing that. It's bringing water for life to communities like this. Communities where mothers have told us how they've lost many children before the well came, before they received water, and then they've called out to us to say, please, you have to help the other mothers, the other children, the other communities around here that are too far away to come to this well that so desperately also need water. Because today, in those communities, they are still taking contaminated water home and children are still dying. We haven't yet got there with Mission Water for Life, and so we haven't yet broken the cycle of death and replaced it with the cycle of life, of life-giving water. Please help us today. Help us to extend this life to those villages, to extend Mission Water for Life to every single one of those communities, to bring the gift of life and break the cycle of death.
Well, I tell you, I believe if you'll get this bronze, it'll be a great witnessing tool for you. And I think it'll be a continual source of inspiration. And you are going to love this life of compassion, because you see the compassion in beautiful pictures. It just tore me up to look at them. And I got to tell you, we couldn't have put God's arms around so many people and saved so many lives unless you would say, I'll help drill a well, or I'll drill a well. By just doing what God puts on your heart. Let me just remind you, this is the last day. Please, please, do what God leads you to do and He enables you to do. Betty and I together say thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I hope today we're going to get His arms around a lot of people and give a lot of people water to save their life and to give them life eternal. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.